Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Boy, we have a lot to try to get through. We have WASDE numbers. We have export sales report numbers. We have a U.S. trade deficit report out of the Commerce Department. We have crude oil making softer tones today, and the dollar a little bit softer today. Help us make sense of it all.
I don't know that we are going to be able to make sense of all of it, but I take a whack at it. We'll be maybe a penny or two lower in the corn, I think. This domestic carryout number in corn at 1675 is up 50 million bushel. But what I looked at, Dave, is that about 30% of that carryout is still in the field, not harvested in the Western Corn Belt. A little bit over 500 million bushel in just Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and that's the areas that got some really heavy snow. Global carryout was down just slightly. Now, the export bookings number, I think, came in about as what the trade was expecting at 33 million bushel, but what I noticed is there's nothing on the new crop. So buyers are buying the old crop, but they're not looking forward to the new crop. So we'll be down a penny or two there.
Turn your attention to the beans.
On the beans, again, carryout was up about 15 million bushel, but the trade was expecting that to be lower. Global carryout was down just a hair at 57.1 million bushel. I think we're going to struggle a little bit. We were higher on the overnight market on the beans after the sharp declines the last 2 days in the futures. But we'll be up maybe 2 to 4 cents there. Export bookings came in at 34.1 million bushel and just a few million bushel on the new crop. So, you know, we're still pretty decent there on export bookings.
Yeah, you mentioned the overnight and the beans. We got to a point on the chart that you really wouldn't want to go south of.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty important that we held lows on the January beans in this 10-20 area. Mm-hmm. We got to 10-19.
And the wheat today?
Wheat market's going to continue to struggle. We'll be down, I think, 2, maybe as much as 3 cents, something like that. Export bookings continue to be low, 9 million bushel there. When's the cheap dollar going to make sense for foreign buyers to buy from the U.S.? It just hasn't taken place. Australia wheat crop was lowered both on the 2009 crop and the 2008 crop. So maybe a little underlying support there, even though domestic carryout was 900 million bushel, up about 15 million bushel than what the trade was looking for.
So all things being equal, do you think that we'll have softer prices from now to the end of the year?
I think we are going to see some softer price action in general, but the December options go off the board on Monday. That may be the time that we put a low in this corn market.
Turn your attention to livestock, please.
On the livestock market, I think we'll be lightly mixed on the cattle down 20 to up 20. Certainly the psychology there is negative. We've got wholesale prices of beef just falling apart. On the hog side, I think we'll continue to see bull spreads up 40 to down 20 type of thing. The cash market, I think, will be telling. I would anticipate a higher cash market and a big Saturday kill to underpin this futures.
Is livestock a place where you'd want to be thinking about getting long at some point in 2010?
I think you want to be looking at being long the hogs at least at this stage of the game, and maybe the cattle as we work into the first quarter.
Thank you much, Ellen.
Thank you.
That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois.